Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
I have a charge on my Discover card from Fast Boost, whatever that is, and it's $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name?
Beg your pardon?
Your first and last name?
Joyce Evans.
And could you verify your mailing address?
341 Charleston Place, Hearst, Texas, 76054.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, I'm out of DC. Your order was placed for the Ultra Bar. You said you don't recall placing that order?
No, I don't know what an Ultra Bar is.
So it would have been like a power saver, like a plug into the wall?
No.
Yes, I'm. Do you remember if you did the shipping and handling for it? It would have been the $7.45.
I don't remember any of it at all. I'm challenging to see who this is, because I don't recognize the amount nor the name.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like that order was placed underneath the email address jeevans@cbcglobal.net, as well as the phone number 817-280-0115. Are you familiar with that email address or that phone number?
Yes, that's my phone number. But I haven't gotten anything like that. I want to cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. So this account was canceled. That stops any future billings. If you would like, we can also submit this as a claim for fraud. Our claims for fraud get submitted through the local authorities. We'll track the IP address to the device and location and prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do just have to verify it does not trace back to you or anyone in your household.
Are you asking a question?
Yes, ma'am. I was saying we just have to verify that it does not trace back to you or anyone in your household.
Not that I know of.
So we'll go ahead and submit this claim for fraud. The investigation will take 24 hours. From there, a refund will get posted in 3 to 5 days.
Okay, are you supposed to have already delivered this?
Yes, ma'am. It has a tracking number. I can provide you the tracking number.
Well, it won't do any good because I haven't received it.
Yes, ma'am. So if you don't recall placing an order or receiving an order, like I said, we can go ahead and submit the claim for fraud.
Okay.
And if you're ready, I can give you a confirmation number.
Okay, let me get something to write with, please. Okay.
Your confirmation number is C as in Charlie.
Say it again.
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
And then it's 2589895 91.
Is that all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I call it back to you?
Yes, ma'am.
C is in Charlie. 2589895 91.
That's correct.
Okay, and so you're going to check this out and then refund it?
That's correct.
Okay, 5695.
Yes, ma'am.
The other lady said something about a charge for membership or something like that.
Yes, ma'am. Whenever the orders for the Ultra Bar place, it starts a monthly subscription.
There is a subscription on there?
Yes, Sam. However, it would have been a monthly subscription, but that's what canceling the account does. It cancels any future billings. And then we would go ahead and submit the claim for fraud, and that would take about 3 to 5 days to be posted for the refund to be posted.
How much was the to join or whatever it was?
Sorry, monthly subscription is $56.95.
It costs that much to join?
Yes, Sam. Well, the subscription is $56.95, so you'd be billed that every month. But
Okay.
with canceling the account, that stops
Well,
any other billings.
I want to cancel it, whatever it is, because I'm not able to pay $57 each month. I'm on Social Security and I don't have that much money.
Yes, Sam. This account was canceled. That stops any future billings.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Sam. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.